Will it stick? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Washington State is about to become the seventh state to approve same-sex marriage, but it's headed for a statewide referendum, and that won't be so easy because conservatives like State Senator Dan Swecker will warn about reverse discrimination.
Ordinary working people would be subject to discrimination lawsuits if they choose not to offer their services due to their religious or moral beliefs.
So will large numbers of conservative heterosexual florists, for example, be forced to bloomify gay weddings and be driven out of business if they refuse? To find out, we Googled florists and Iowa, a conservative state which has had gay marriage for almost 2 years, and we found Elaine at Down to Earth Florists in Iowa City. Her politics?
Conservative.
Are you a Christian conservative?
You bet I am.
And she remembers her first gay wedding.
It was different, and it took me a second. It sat me back a minute. I thought, and this was before it was legal, but I've never had a problem with it.
If she doesn't want to do a wedding, she'll just say she's booked. But she's never done that because...
They're just as nice a people as straight marriages, I do.
Yes, and also because it turns out that marriage has the same effect on gay couples as on straights. It causes them to spend copious amounts of U.S. currency.
You bet it spends just like everybody else's.
If the expected referendum succeeds, Washington State would be the first to approve same-sex marriage by popular vote. And in the end, I think it'll be conservative Iowa florists who show the way. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.